Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the Not One Else program. This week, we're making food. I'm going to show you how to do it. If you don't know how to do it already, I'm just going to talk you through this. It's not hard. Before we do that, though, I've talked about the short-term problem to eating processed food products and foods out of boxes and all of that. But there's a long-term problem that's even more important, and it so plays right into the Thanksgiving season. And that is that there is health in the hearth. And if you don't make your own food, then you are then dependent on other people to make it and put it in boxes and do that for you. It creates kind of a culture of dependence. I mean, if you can make your own food, then you can choose, right? You can either make your own food or buy the box. Either one. But if you can't make your own food, then you're stuck. And it creates a culture of dependence on them to make that for you. And then you have to hope that it turns out to be good for you. The other thing is that if you make your own food at home, then you can teach your family, your children, to do the same thing. That knowledge, that cultural knowledge, is so important. It creates family. It creates the creative memories together for you and your kids, what defines being a family together. You know, the smells, the sights, the nature of cooking together and eating together is something that you cannot get in a box, that you cannot get without making your own food. So the long-term problem is that you are dissociated from those types of relationships and memories that can be built by just throwing stuff in a pan together. Did that make sense? If you have any questions, let me know, info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.